Eid Mubarak to all of you on this very important day in our calendar. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shower His blessings on all of you and your families. And may He shower the gift of peace all over the Muslim world and the humanity at large. I would like to thank by begin by thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the opportunity that we had during this month of Ramadan. We were able to go through it with peace and tranquility, unlike other parts of the world where not all the Muslims were able to go through the month of Ramadan peacefully. Especially, it is a moment to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that all the Shias in North America did Ramadan together as well as Eid together. And these two events actually make it even more special when we see that in Ramadan as well as Eid, we based on the sighting of the moon right here in Toronto. So we didn't all have to, you know, rely on here and there, which is a very rare, you know, occasion. But we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for it. And we pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He may accept our amal of this holy month with all the deficiencies which are there in it. Wallah, we are not worthy of reaching to your mercy, but your mercy has the capability of covering us. Because you are guaranteed in the Quran that your rahmah basically covers the entire universe. What is the lesson that we can derive from this month of Ramadan? I would like to actually focus on a theme which I discussed in the commentary of Du'a-i Makarimul Akhlaq, where the fourth Imam actually talks about the spiritual garment, the ornaments of the muttaqeen, and the zinat of the salihin. Just one item from that, where Imam says, as-sabq ila al-fadila, which means competing for the virtues, for good qualities. Imam says one of the signs of a mu'min and a muttaqi is that you basically compete with one another to acquire fadilat, to acquire virtue and good qualities. And I'm repeating for those who might have come here, but you know, repeating is a good thing. Even Allah does this in the Quran. That when we look at the issue of competing, competition is there in dunya. You know, we want our children to compete, to become better than others. When we go into a career, we would like to be better than our, you know, peers. When it comes to the business, you want to be ahead of the group when it comes to the competition. So we are familiar with that. The problem is that if the focus is only on that, then we are the biggest loser. We have to focus on a competition of a different plane and different dimension in our life. And that is what we look at the competition in order to attain salvation in the hereafter, which is the eternal life. In Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about these two kinds of competition. Everyone is running in this dunya. But everybody's, you know, field track is different. Those who don't believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those who don't have this vision of the hereafter, for them, this is dunya. This is the end of it. And therefore, their run is for the luxury of this dunya. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in two places, He says, يُسَارِعُونَ فِي الْكُفْرِ. يُسَارِعُونَ, you know, they speedily move forward towards kufr. In another place, He says, يُسَارِعُونَ فِي الْعِثْمِ وَالْعُدْوَانِ وَعَكْلِهِمُ السُّخْتِ. They actually compete with one another. Very fast they move towards committing sins, towards, you know, committing injustice to others, and to acquire what is not halal as far as the sustenance is concerned. Because in their view, the life ends with death. There is nothing after that. And so they will work hard. Their run for this dunya would be to see what they can do as far as planning for the old age and retirement is concerned, because their focus doesn't go beyond that. Their vision stops there. So they say, I have to make sure that my old life, my retirement is a beautiful one. For us, life doesn't end with death. The body dies and decays. The soul goes on to live. In barzakh, it takes a different form as far as the body is concerned. And on the day of resurrection, that soul and body would be united again to get ready for what is known as the eternal life. And when we have that vision, our competition, our run in this dunya will change. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, talking about those who believe in Him and Akhirah, He says, يُصَارِعُونَ فِي الْخَيْرَاتِ. Unlike others, يُصَارِعُونَ فِي الْكُفْرِ, يُصَارِعُونَ فِي الْعِثْمِ, the believers, يُصَارِعُونَ فِي الْخَيْرَاتِ. They compete with one another. They run on this, track field there, basically for khairat and for good deeds. For them, this field track is for goodness and virtue. And what is the goal at the end? When you talk about that field track, the ultimate goal or the prize of that competition at the end is the maghfirat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I would like to emphasize on these two ayats where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَسَارِعُ إِلَى مَغْفِرَةٍ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ وَجَنَّةٍ. Again, the word sari'a in Arabic from musari'a, running alongside one another in competition, in the race. For what? For the maghfirah and forgiveness from your Lord. And for the Jannah. Arduha as-samawatu wal-ard. The Jannah which is so wide that is equal to the width of the heavens and the earth put together. Uiddat lil-muttaqeen. Allah says, I prepared that for those who are righteous and for those who are muttaqeen. In another ayat, he says, سَابِقُوا إِلَى مَغْفِرَةٍ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ وَجَنَّةٍ. Same concept, but the words have changed. There it was سَارِعُوا from سُرْعَةٍ, moving fast. Here is سَابِقُوا, مُصَابِقَة, competing. He says, compete in order to reach to the mercy, the forgiveness of your Lord and the Jannah. أَرْضُهَا كَعَرْضِ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ. The vastness of that is equal to the heaven and the earth. أُعِدَّتْ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا بِاللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ. This is for those who believe in Him and His messengers. And so we see that, the message that we can take from the month of Ramadan and the du'as that we recite, especially dua Makarim al-Akhlaq of Imam Zainul Abideen, the emphasis is that use this dunya for akhirah. The problem is, our focus is, we are here. We have to work for it. When I have time, I will also do things for my akhirah. We have to shift our focus here. We have to think about it, that we came here to build the akhirah, but since we are here, we have needs. Food, drink, shelter, this and that. So we will also use the dunya for this dunya. But we are here not for this dunya. We are here for the akhirah. And this message is actually reinforced by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in surah number 28, ayat 77. And I would like you to pay attention to the words there where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَابْتَغِي فِي مَا عَتَاكَ اللَّهِ. From whatever Allah has given to you, seek. Seek what? Ad-dar al-akhirah. Whatever He has given to you in this dunya, seek the hereafter. وَلَا تَنْسَ نَصِيبَكَ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا. But don't also forget your share from this dunya. What is the first priority? The first priority is akhirah. By the way, since you are in this dunya, don't forget your share from the blessings of this dunya. So if we can refocus the way we look at our purpose of life, Why is this dunya? This dunya is to build the akhirah. That is the primary, you know, reason we have been sent here. To build our life in this dunya becomes a secondary issue from the purpose of the Quran. You know, even the ayah that we recited in the surah, بَلْ تُؤْثِرُونَ الْحَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا. You know, people prefer the life of this world. وَالْآخِرَةُ خَيْرٌ وَأَبْقَى. But the hereafter is better and everlasting. So let us, you know, go with that message in this first khutbah. إِنَّ أَحْسَنَ الْحَدِيثِ كِتَابُ اللَّهِ الْعَزِيزِ الْحَكِيمِ بِسْمِ اللَّهِ الرَّحْمَنِ الرَّحِيمِ قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ تَزَكَّى وَذَكَرَ اسْمَ رَبِّهِ فَصَلَّى. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان اللعين الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله الذي لا إله إلا هو الواحد الأحد الصمد الذي لم يتخذ صاحبة ولا ولدا وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله المجتبى وعن علي أمير المؤمنين وسيد الوصيين وأن ذريته المعصومين أئمتنا. In the first khutbah, I talked about the general theme, the idea that we have to compete, use this dunya to build our akhirah. But what are the examples I can give? Is there a list I can say, let's work on it? Well, the month of Ramadan is also the month of Amir al-Mu'mineen, Imam al-Muttaqeen Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salatu wa salam. So I just selected 12 items from the last will of Amir al-Mu'mineen issued by him between Zarbat and Shahadat. In the preamble of that, he talks primarily to his two sons, but then he comes and he says, Usikuma, I advise both of you and my children and my family, وَمَنْ بَلَغُهُ كِتَابِ هَذَا, and whoever to whom my writing reaches. So he's talking to us individually here. And what does he say there? Number one, he says, I advise you to have the taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Awareness of Allah's presence in our life, number one. Number two, وَنَظْمِ عَمْرِكُمْ, to organize our lives, to organize our communities. You know, mashallah, the problem I see in our communities, they go to their own professional fields, they are very good, very professional. When the same people become officials of Shia centers, mashallah, it's all desi system. No records, meetings are held, there are no minutes of it. And then after 4 years, they have a dispute. And people like me are called to be the arbitrators. And I say, well, where are the documents? They met for every month for 4 years, and there's no documents. So this is the problem. And these are the Shia of Ali. And what does Ali say? Number one, taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number two, azmi nazmi amrikum. You know, put your affairs in order. Be organized. Number three, salat al-zat baynakum. You know, amend the discord among yourself. Wherever you see dispute, try to bring them closer. Because the Prophet has said that to amend the discord among yourselves is better than 1 year's prayers and fasting. Number four, he says, Allah, Allah fil aytam. Remember the orphans, do not forget them. They shouldn't perish while you are there among them. Number five, he says, Allah, Allah fi jiranikum. You know, be careful in how you treat your neighbors. Be good to your neighbors, irrespective of their religion or culture or their race. Number six, Allah, Allah fi al-Quran. He says, la yusbiqukum bil amal bihi ghayrukum. He says, I warn you, in the name of Allah about the Quran. What? Not that we are not going to read it, we are not going to memorize it. What it says, it shouldn't be that other communities come and implement the Quran before you. It means there are others who might not believe in it, but they know this is a book of wisdom. And they use it for their own betterment. And we are just there, sitting there, reading and not implementing it. So Amir al-Mu'minin is warning us that be careful that others do not go ahead of you in implementing the Quran. Number 7, Allah, Allah fi salat. Salat is umud al-deen. He says this is the pillar of your faith. Maintain it. Be punctual. Be regular in doing this, because if this pole of your, you know, tent of your deen falls down, the entire tent of religion will come down. Number 8, he says, Allah, Allah fi bayti rabbikum. Do not forget the Kaaba. Do not abandon Hajj. And number 9, he says, Allah, Allah fil jihad. Jihad in what form? Struggle in Allah with your wealth, with your lives, and with your tongues. You know, speak for this religion. Number 10, عليكم بالتواصل والتواضل وإياكم والتبادر والتقاطر. He says, I advise you, بالتواصل, صلة الرحم, maintain the ties that Allah has created among you in the family and the among the relatives. And in order to maintain that, do bavl, give gift to one another. And he says, I warn you against tadabur, moving away from one another and from cutting the ties. Remember, today is the day of Eid. If you have your relative, someone, maybe there was, you know, some dispute or an issue, today would be the day of at-tawasul wa-tabadur. Give a call. Just wish them, you know, Eid Mubarak, if nothing more than that. You know, if you have parents, go and visit them. Take care of them, your brother, your sister. And of course, don't forget your husband or wife. I don't know if they're selling flowers outside today or not. If they're, you guys better go and buy and take it home. Number 11, وَلَا تَتْرُكُ الْعَمْرِ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَالنَّحْيَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ. Do not abandon الْعَمْرِ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَالنَّحْيَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ, because that is the foundation of a Muslim community. If we stop promoting good and preventing evil in the community will not maintain its Islamic identity. And number 12, which I'm just paraphrasing that, because that was very specific about Ibn Muljim, but Ali says to his sons, especially in his family, he says, remember, he only struck me once. You only have a right to hit him only once. If he survives, you can't do anything. And that sense of justice we have to keep in mind. That is the message of Amir al-Mu'mineen, that even when you deal with enemy, be on the path of justice. So let us make this pledge today on the day of Eid, that we should be working in competing to gain the salvation in the hereafter, competing with one another in taqwa, in organizing our lives, in amending discord among ourselves, in taking care of the orphans, in being good to the neighbors, in implementing the Quran in our lives, in punctuality in salat, in doing the hajj, in doing jihad by our wealth and by our person and by our words, and to compete in maintaining the ties with our family members, and in doing amr bil ma'ruf wa nahy al munkar, and treating the enemy in a just manner. If we treat our enemies in a just manner, you can realize that when we will treat our own people, it will be even above the level of justice. It will be on the level of grace and forgiveness and compassion towards one another. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shower His blessings on this special day for us, and may He bring that day very soon of the appearance of the Imam of the time, Ajjalallahu ta'ala farajul sharif, inshallah. اللهم صل على سيد المرسلين وخاتم النبيين سيدنا ونبينا بالقاسم محمد اللهم وعلى أمير المؤمنين وإمام المتقين علي بن أبي طالب صلوات الله عليه وعلى سيدة نساء العالمين فاطمة الزهراء صلوات الله عليها وعلى سيد الشباب أهل الجنة الحسن المجتبى والحسين الشهيد بكربلاء عليهم الصلاة والسلام اللهم صل على أئمة المسلمين علي بن الحسين ومحمد بن علي وجعفر بن محمد وموسى بن جعفر وعلي بن موسى ومحمد بن علي وعلي بن محمد والحسن بن علي عليهم الصلاة والسلام اللهم صل على الحجة بن الحسن القائم بالحق المهدي الذي ببقائه بقيت الدنيا وبيمنه رزق الورى وبوجوده ثبتت الأرض والسماء وبه يملأ الله الأرض قسطا وعدلا كما ملعت ظلما وجورا وعجل لنا اللهم ظهوره إنهم يرونه بعيدا ونراه قريبا برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين